opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hey, guys, you want to get in on some of the action? And we'll be talking about it in a few minutes. You know where to do it. The Madness of March is here, and my bookie will help you lay down some money and score big on college hoops. Thousands of people, including me, are betting online with mybookie.ag. And if you've tried online betting and you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout, well, join mybookie.ag today. And the cool thing is, not just a tournament. You can play any of these other college basketball games. You can play hockey. You can play horses. They got you covered. Make your way to mybookie.ag, and if you win, they pay fast and without hassles. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. Even have live in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after tip-off. So if you miss the start of the game, they still got you covered. Join now. MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO. You can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Chantrell Henderson has Crohn's disease. He uses marijuana to ease the symptoms, and he's already been suspended twice for this. And there's no medical exemptions in the NFL.
Yeah, which I think that's a problem.
You know, when he was in Buffalo, he started at least two seasons worth of games, and he's a guy they took in the seventh round.
Well, and he admitted the marijuana use, and I think that's part of the reason why he slipped as far as he did. But when he got on the field, he was a functional NFL tackle.
Yeah.
Magdaddy says, what ticks me off is Texans have needs at OL and DB, yet allow AFC South rivals to sign the top names in both. Yeah, would I have loved to have seen them get Norwell at that price? Yeah, and I'm sure they probably offered him something close to that. And I'm sure he said, you know what? I think I want to go to Jacksonville.
So. Because it's a little bit different than when they paid Jonathan Joseph. At that point, they had Kareem Jackson, who looked promising. I mean, they had some things in the works. Now, it's almost a whole blown-up project.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real. At John Snow with a zero in the snow portion. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You also missed a lot of Lance Erline. And some really good stuff, all available on podcastarena.com. And, of course, we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. Welcome to the show. One thing we need to get done, and then we're going to blast through the rest of these regions. We've already done the East. But let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Well, we go to Phoenix. We haven't made a lot of trips to Phoenix for Gym of the Day.
We've been out there several times. I thought you meant us.
No, we've been there, but no. I'm going to talk about for Gym of the Day, where 32-year-old Amber Young was about to have the best day of her life, or worse, depending on how you look at it, but she was on her way to her wedding, wearing her white wedding dress, when she was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. An officer suspected Young, who was wearing the white floor-length dress, was driving impaired. She was handcuffed and taken to a police station. She submitted to a blood test and signed a criminal citation for DUI before she was released to her fiancé.
Oh, damn.
The police said this could have turned out way worse than it did. It's supposed to be the happiest day of her life, and it just goes as a reminder as to why you should never drive impaired. Wasn't clear if she made it to her wedding on time. Honestly, if you're having to be drunk to go to your wedding, you might want to rethink the whole thing. Just as someone who's done it before,
right,
and been drunk for most of them, don't go. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, let's take a look at the NCAA South, where Virginia looks pretty dominant. even with the injury. We've talked about that a little bit. You've got Arizona as their main threat. And if you go to sportsmap.com, AJ breaks this down really well. But you did mention five of the seven losses for Arizona came against non-tournament teams.
Yeah, that's surprising to say the least. But I also think, I mean, that means they beat a lot of tournament teams. They didn't lose very often to the tournament teams that they faced. And it seems like that three-game stretch early in the season, they kind of got all the funk out.
Yeah.
But my biggest problem with picking Arizona to go far, well, there's two problems. Arizona's not very good on defense. I think they're about 70th in the country in defensive efficiency. They're not great defensively. But because they've got Trier and Ayton, they are elite on the other end. The other problem I have with them is I'm not 100% sure that Sean Miller's in the clear, or like I don't know what's going on there. And
yeah.
If
something else breaks during the tournament.
Right. If a bombshell drops during the tournament, do you want to have Arizona penciled into your Final Four or your championship game or even to the championship? It's tough to do. And like I'll say this. This region's funny too because they didn't do Virginia any favors. It almost feels like when Wichita was the one seed and they just sort of said, okay.
Yeah, good luck.
We'll give you the one seed, but good luck getting out of here. Making that Arizona as your four and putting Tennessee as a three, who I like Tennessee a little better than Cincinnati, but Cincinnati's no slouch either. That's a really tough road to hoe for Virginia. And I don't know. It almost feels like somebody else is going to do it. If I look at it on paper, I say, well, Arizona's they're the team to do it. They're playing great ball right now. They've got the best player. But I worry because of that, you know, because of what they've got going on off the court.
And as far as Texas at least getting a win, as you mentioned in here, it all comes down to is Mo Bamba healthy to give them an opportunity? And
looks
you talk
like
about
he
pace.
It looks like he is. It's a really interesting matchup because stylistically those two teams are so different. Nevada plays basically six games or six players. They have a very short bench. They don't have a true point guard, which that could open up some things for Texas to take advantage of defensively. Nevada's small. Their biggest guy is 6'7", but they do have those twins are both high major talents. But Bamba has to dominate down low, and if he does, Texas has a good chance to win. I'm going to say that he does, and I'm going to say Nevada, who's not playing as well as they were early in the season, is able to pull off an upset. But it's a matter of who's able to impose their style.
And you mentioned a possible long shot in here. Loyola Chicago is kind of intriguing to me.
Oh, very.
As an 11 seed, as maybe even a dark horse Sweet 16 team.
Yeah, they're interesting for sure. If Tennessee wasn't in their pod, I would say Sweet 16 is absolutely possible. They've got Clayton Custer, who is a high major talent point guard. And Miami like switches man to man all the time, and that's gonna you're gonna see some mismatches exploited there for Loyola. They're really balanced. They've got a good coach in Porter Moses. They're a really good team, and that's no surprise when you see an 11 next to their name, because most people haven't even heard of that school. And for a team like that to be an 11 seed, you know they've had a good season, and they really have. They're a very good team, and like KenPom is in love with Loyola Chicago. So if you believe in those analytics, Loyola's a serious team. I think they're going to win. Probably they might win by double digits against Miami, in my opinion. I think they're going to blow the doors off the Canes.
So that's a good
that's bet. A play for me at plus 2.5.
All right. But you mentioned Virginia's got probably is going to have to get through Arizona and either Cincinnati or Tennessee. That's not an easy path. And then as people are asking about 12-5s, and you can tell me I'm wrong about this, I like Davidson to upset Kentucky.
I have Davidson upsetting Kentucky too. They're both playing really well. But if you want a blueprint on how to beat Kentucky, look at Kentucky's last game against Florida. If you hit threes on Kentucky, they're done. Like if you can shoot consistently from three, Kentucky's horrible at defending the three-point line. It's hard to get in there and bang on them. I mean, it's hard to get in because they're a big team, and Davidson isn't going to try to do that. Davidson's going to go out and try to shoot the three. And, it, you know, Davidson, they know they can't guard man-to-man. Luckily, Davidson switched to a 2-3 zone this year, so that helps. It's hard to prep for a team like Davidson, who just shoots the lights out. And, you know, with the defense that Davidson runs, all the pick and roll offense and stuff like that, and all the length and athleticism that Kentucky has, it's not going to come in to be that much of a factor. So I love Davidson +6. I love them against the spread. And I'm putting them through on my bracket. I think they can win that game outright.
All right. When we come back, we'll do the Midwest, and hopefully you'll get these right and you won't have to go and get a new career.
Oh, yeah. If I suck at my bracket, I'm out. Let's talk about Cody, who last August was slinging boom boxes at a big box electronics store. Now he started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Guys, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Transitioning people into an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online. 2 or 3 times a week, you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And some semi-breaking news. The New York Jets have added Trumaine Johnson, former Rams cornerback, pretty much considered to be the best cornerback available, number 10 overall in PFT's free agent top 100, but he will be heading to the Jets. All right, so we will move on to the Midwest, where you've got Duke coming out of there. Unfortunately, I kind of agree with you, but I look at that other side of the bracket where Kansas is, and I think there's prime for somebody to beat Kansas before they even get to Duke.
There's teams that have a chance, and my favorite upset pick for the first round is New Mexico State. I told you before the tournament even started, if they get a good matchup, I'll be all over them. New Mexico State, I think, they're one of the best defensive teams in the country. They're not flashy on offense, and I think Clemson is imminently beatable, and I think Auburn is too. And I think New Mexico State, if they could get there, they could give Kansas a hard time. That said, if Kansas does get through like they should, I just think Duke is just a better team than Kansas, especially when Kansas isn't at full strength.
Look at the problem here is for Duke is they're going to have to get by Michigan State most likely, which is probably going to be
that's the best game of the region. If that matchup happens, that's the best game.
Oklahoma is a 10 seed. I don't know what to make of them because they just have not been very good. Do you think they get by Rhode Island even?
No, I like Rhode Island. Rhode Island's not playing their best ball either. Lost in the A-10 championship against Davidson, but I still think that they provide matchup problems, and I just don't think Trae Young is what he was early in the season. I think he's somewhere in between the bad that we've seen late in the season and the great that we saw early, but I don't think that he's some sort of unstoppable force like everyone seems to think.
And TCU, kind of a tough draw for them to get Michigan State in the second round, assuming they get out of the first round, which I think they will. But other than Kansas and Tech, I have every other Big 12 team is one and done at best. It's just the way the bracket fell together. But I think as much – I hate Duke. I really do. I'm like the average human being, unless you're a Duke fan, which for some reason there's a bunch more than actual students who went to that place. I hate seeing them, but I don't see anybody beating them here. I don't. You know, Michigan State is the one team I think could get them, but I sure don't see Kansas or Auburn beating them.
No.
All right, let's wrap it up with the West, where Xavier is your number one seed. You've got a very good Michigan team in there as well. I know you don't like North Carolina, so I'm pretty sure you're going to have them going out at some point. A couple of local teams. Houston plays San Diego State, which, as much as I love UH, I think that's a really tough matchup in the first round. I also think A&M, if they get – I mean, they could lose to Providence, but I could also see them beating North Carolina. It's kind of how I feel about Houston. I think I'm probably going to lose the first game, but I could see them giving Michigan trouble in the second round if they got there, but just don't think they will. And then I'm not going to be shocked if South Dakota State beats Ohio State. Tell me why I'm wrong about that one.
I like Ohio State a little bit more than you do. In fact, I like Ohio State more than I like Gonzaga. And kind of the pick that I've seen the most coming out of that region is Gonzaga. They seem to be like the sexy, trendy choice to win that West region. I'm kind of selling stock on them. I think it's Xavier or Michigan. But Ohio State also wouldn't surprise me if they play up to their potential. They just haven't done that a lot this year. I like Ohio State, and they're a team that I was hoping would get a good matchup. South Dakota State's not a cakewalk by any stretch, but I think they're good enough to win that game.
What about that Aggie Providence game?
It's so interesting to me. I mean, that's if Providence is obviously playing great ball right now. They just took Villanova to overtime in the Big East Championship game. A&M lost in the first their first game in the SEC tournament, but if you look at their rosters, A&M's better. They should beat Providence. Will they? I don't know. Because I don't know what's going on with that A&M team. They've been befuddling to me all season long. But I'll take Aggie and cross my fingers.
If Aggie gets there, can they beat North Carolina?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. North Carolina is very beatable. I've been saying that for the whole season, and I'm going to be fading them early and often.
So, if you had to pick a Final Four right now, and based on what we've gone through in the brackets, I'm guessing you got Duke. I'm guessing you got Villanova. What about the other side?
The other side, I've got Arizona and Xavier, and I'm not. This is one of those years where I think there's so many teams that could potentially win it. That I don't know that there's I don't know that anybody's gonna have a Final Four that I'm gonna go, really? That's who you went with? So, and I'm sure there's people who would look at mine and say the same thing. I'm putting Arizona in because I just think they're that much they're just more talented than everybody in that region. And I went with Xavier because I believe in Chris Mack's offense. I believe that they've got a special player in Trayvon Blewett, and they went to the Elite Eight last year as an 11 seed. This year they're a one seed. They are a clearly gelled team, and I think that they are one of the best offensive teams in the tournament. Nova, I've obviously blabbed about them enough. I think they're going to be tough to beat. And then Duke, you know, they've got a special player in Marvin Bagley, and they've got is four really great freshmen. It's sort of like Purdue, but opposite. You know, Purdue has the one great sophomore, and then they've got four seniors around him. Duke has four fantastic freshmen, and then Grayson Allen, who's like the most. It seems like he's been there for 18 years. So they've got a good blend of experience and youthful talent, and then they've got a really good coach. So they've got a good shot.
All right, there you go. There's all the brackets, and you just have to go back on the podcast and pick them up. But we did three of them this hour, and we did one in the 4 o'clock hour. So just blasted through all of those. How about that? Now you're ready to rock and roll. No one can stop you when you're filling out your bracket. I'm going to do one weird bracket at least.
I'm just making one bracket. It's too difficult for me to keep up with multiple
brackets.
Well,
I've got one for the one for our gal thing, which I put out there. It's pretty chalky. But then there's one that we're doing internally with the station that's like $10 each.
Right.
I will have a long shot in my Final Four. It'll be somebody – because I honestly think somebody goofy is going to get out of one of these regions. And I – especially because I think – and I also think – I'm going to make another bold prediction. I think there's going to be a lot more upsets than usual in the first round because I think the difference between some of the 5 seeds and some of the 12 seeds is not that much.
I'm with you.
In general.
Yeah.
And so I kind of expect to see a few more upsets than usual, or at least really close games. And from a betting perspective, I'm probably going to play quite a few dogs in the first round. Not so much. And it's funny, and if you check out SportsMap, Jerry Bowe's gambling article, the deeper you get, the fewer upsets you get.
Every year.
And that's just...
every once in a while, like a team like Butler, who nobody thought had any business, they make it to the championship game. It can happen.
And VCU getting to the Final Four.
Right, those are rarities.
I think you might get one in the Final Four, but in the end, I don't think they're going to get farther than that. I mean, I think there's just... The top-heavy teams are pretty darn good. But you've said this before. You can have one game where somebody starts hitting a bunch of threes, and it gets crazy. So, all right, there you go. That's your tournament preview, and that will all be available on podcastarena.com. If you missed it, that'll at least help you fill out your bracket. And I know a lot of people just, well, tell me what to put on the bracket. No, do your own bracket. Just take some of the research and go, because it's better when you win. You say, I listened to those guys on – SFA, and look what happened.
Well, yeah, don't listen to me. I mean, what do I know? That's what I keep telling people.
That's why 500 people keep texting you wanting your picks.
Yeah, but then they're all going to feel like idiots at the end, because I tell everybody, listen, I'm not the best bracket filler outer. It's not my best move.
But you're just giving them the tools to make their own decisions.
That's all I can, and that's what I tried to do with those previews, was like give you a couple players, a couple teams to look at, and let you make a decision from there. All right, guys, I'll tell you a good decision. Rocket season tickets, 2018-19 Rocket season tickets. They're on sale now, and you can reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never before, because for the first time ever, you can lock in your ticket price for the next three seasons with a three-year club seat ticket package. Three special seasons for one special price. You don't have to worry about the price of season tickets going up. If the Rockets win a championship this year, the prices are going to go up on you. Well, you don't have to worry about that, because you're locked in. That's the way to be, guys. Also, if you buy now, you're going to get priority for this year's playoff tickets. That's a nice added bonus. The three-year VIP plan is offered for the club seats only, but all other price levels are on sale as well. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get yours today. That's Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I found something from the end of the... they actually didn't post it until today. They ran Pro Football Focus using their goofball numbers, which I don't really use anymore. Ranked all 32 offensive lines from the 2017 NFL season.
Okay.
And it's by some guy named Zoltan.
Oh, okay.
Which reminds me of Dude, Where's My Car? Zoltan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But would you care to guess? Well, the Eagles had the number one offensive line. Falcons second. Patriots third. Cowboys fourth. And Titans five. So that's your top five. Would you care to guess the bottom five? See if you can get them. You don't have to get them in order.
I'll go with the Houston Texans.
Texans are number 32.
Okay. The absolute worst. Huh?
It says they struggled all season long, as Watson and Savage were the two most frequently pressured quarterbacks in the league, under pressure on 47.7% and 46.7% of their respective dropbacks. Not only did the unit allow the most total pressures, 253, they also gave up the most sacks with 35. Bruno Giacomini struggled in pass protection and allowed 81 total pressures on the season, or 5.1 per game. And even the fact that Houston's running backs averaged 1.59 yards before contact, more than the league average, did not compensate for the unit's deficiency in pass protection. And it had the best player, Nick Martin. They used 14 combinations.
Oh, boy. Let's go with the New York Football Jets.
Number 30 on the list. Very well done.
I've been saying they're one of the least talented teams in the league.
Two for two on your selections.
Okay.
You have three more in the bottom five.
How about the Dolphins of Miami?
The Dolphins of Miami, number 29.
Okay.
So far, so good.
So I've got two more.
Yep, and you've got 31, and you've got 28.
Let's go with the Indianapolis Colts.
That is incorrect, sir. As a matter of fact, the Indianapolis Colts came in at number 25.
Oh, okay. This is not much better.
Way better than 28.
Not much better. Okay, what about... Let's go to the New York Football Giants.
That would also be incorrect. They came in number 26, though. Very close.
Hmm.
I'll give you one that...
Arizona's always bad.
Arizona was number 31. So there's... So you've got four of the bottom five. Texans 32, Cardinals 31, Jets 30, Dolphins 29, and number 28. Okay, I'll give you 27. Seattle Seahawks.
That was going to be my next guess. Damn it.
Giants were 26. Colts were 25. Number 28, you get one final guess.
The Denver Broncos.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm.
And I think part of that, they didn't keep Andrew Whitworth, which was a mistake, and Kevin Zeitler, which was a mistake. But yeah, they averaged just 3.17 yards rushing, 0.93 before contact. And third lowest among teams that use the zone scheme. So, not so good.
Where the Broncos?
Broncos were at 23.
Okay, so I hovered around the regions.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of guessed the worst ones.
I just left off the good old Bengals.
What's interesting, number 22 on the list, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of, they had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, they used 26 combinations.
Yeah.
Redskins, who also had a bunch of injuries, used 27 combinations.
Good lordy.
Mm. But there you go. That's your, apparently this just came out yesterday. Zoltan finally wrote it.
Thanks, Zoltan.
Yeah. Zoltan. Now I want to watch Dude, Where's My Car? So I'm almost.
I'm curious where the Raiders landed, because they were sort of touted as the best going into last season and completely underachieved.
Well, let's take a look. I gave you the top five. The Rams were six. Your Bills were seven. Raiders were number eight.
Eight. Okay.
Which isn't bad. Saints nine. And Panthers 10. Best player Andrew Norwell, who's on his way to Jacksonville.
Yep.
Which, interestingly enough, ranked at number 15.
Okay. So they'll go up.
A lot of success in run blocking. Yeah, they should move up a couple spots at least. And Kansas City was 16 and continues to get rid of its players. So, and we'll see what happens with the Texans as we move forward. But obviously they've added a couple of pieces that will help them get better, but they still need significant additions. So we'll see how that plays out. And hopefully by tomorrow when we get here, there'll be some news to talk about with them. As I've said, if you can get three offensive linemen and two defensive backs, I don't care what else you do, you'll figure it out.
Kind of with you.
At least then you'll be able to go into the draft without saying, I have to draft one of these guys. It's like, okay, if there's a good one,
well, and the problem is, you can't find a tackle.
No.
That's worth it. Like, that's an actual player.
That's going to be ready to step in this
year. You can't find one in the third round.
You might find a guy like Julian Davenport that you think you can develop. It might take a couple years, but you're not going to find a guy that's going to step in and start for you a tackle in the third round, even the second round. So hopefully that's, they'll have a starting offensive line going into the draft and can just.
That'd be nice.
And if somebody drops to them, then great.
And especially if they can find a guard, because you can find a starting guard in the third round.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they haven't been able to.
Right.
Not right away. And they did get Brandon Brooks, and he wound up being a pretty decent player for him. But
you also have other holes that you might want to use that third round
pick. Well, and that's the thing. The other thing that you want to get that stuff done first, then you can start looking for a decent backup quarterback. I still think that's a priority, and maybe see what happens if somebody gets left out of this whole shuffle, there might be a decent guy that can be your backup quarterback. I think you look at tight end. Maybe you look at somebody who specializes as a kick returner and can play, receiver or corner. But as of now, I think if you can get those things done first, it takes the pressure off. And then you can just draft whatever.
Exactly.
And if a really good running back slips to the third round, you can draft him, which I still think they need, because I don't know what you're going to get out of Foreman coming off the injury. And I don't know how much Miller still has left in the tank. I mean, he's functional. But I still think you could.
I honestly think behind a good offensive line, Miller can be he could be good.
Yeah, but I also think he's got some wear and tear on him now, and I just think go get somebody that by the end of the year might be your starter. Do you have any plays on any of the games tonight?
No.
I didn't either. I looked at a couple, but nothing really jumped out at me. One potential hockey play, Calgary minus 150 against Edmonton at home tonight. Hopefully they'll get a better effort out of their goalie. I like the over 6 goals in that too. So
you kind of have plays.
Yeah, yes, so I have two plays on that. Neither one of them is very big, but yeah, and I think that the next thing for the Texans after all this, like, you've got to find somebody who started in the league as a quarterback at least briefly. I
was bummed to see the Jets re-sign McCown. That would have been a nice guy to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is you don't want him to be good enough that it makes for a quarterback controversy.
Well, you're not going to have that. I mean, I think.
Well, you will if Deshaun Watson keeps getting injured. You know what I mean? Like,
there's not that guy out there that you're going to say, oh, he might wind up being better than Watson and he's hurt a lot. You know, that guy's not available unless you draft him.
Right.
And
I don't think you're drafting him.
No. But as far as the quarterbacks go, once you get past. I think once you get down to the guys who are already gone, there's just not a lot left. And
I still like McCarron.
I do, but I still think he's going to wind up somewhere starting. He has to, right?
I don't know.
But
completely.
And I guess it depends on the Jets, because if they sign Bridgewater over McCarron, then I think I'd pay McCarron a pretty good one-year deal to come in and be the backup. But after that, you're probably looking at Matt Moore.
Yeah.
Or Drew Stanton.
Not ideal.
And now you're getting into guys that you're just hoping, right?
Right.
And I think you have to do better than Taylor Heinicke. Yeah, I think it was Jermaine, who was here a little earlier, mentioned Chase Daniel. You could do worse than that. You know, as your backup quarterback. I think you win a couple games with him if you needed to.
Chase Daniel's always reminded me of Case Keenum.
Just because it sounds the same, right?
Well, no, Chase, I mean, I just Case. Think they're just little guys. And
they're similar kind of guys, yeah. But I think he's a functional backup. So I think you could look that way. And, hell, they could do worse than Brandon Whedon, who won some games for him, even though he's 34 years old now. So I think all of those are legitimate possibilities and guy, and then I still think you might look at drafting someone to draft and develop in the third or fourth round.
Yeah.
Because especially if you fill all these holes, even as Lance was mentioning, even if they're just Band-Aids, that's okay.
That's fine.
Because now you can go into next year and look at
and when you gave up all your first and second round draft picks, that's kind of what you have to make it anyway.
Right.
Because you can't find a guy who's going to be like a long-term impact player for you. I mean, you can, but it's rare.
It's like, it's rare. It's like if Henderson turns out to be good for you this year, then you can sign him long term.
Found money.
Yeah, but if not, okay, you go into it next year and you find somebody else. All right, guys, do you want to get in on the action? You want to make some plays on that game that I gave you tonight? You know where to do it. MyBookie.ag. But, hey, man, March Madness, you want to get in on the action, and they got you covered. Just lay down some money. You can score big. Thousands of people are betting online with MyBookie.ag. And if you've tried online betting and are sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout, well, MyBookie has you covered. And if you win, they pay fast and without hassles, and you're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They even have in-game live betting, so if you miss the start of this Baylor game and you want to jump in on that, they got you covered. And if you join now, MyBookie's going to match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO. And I use MyBookie for hockey plays. I use it for horse racing. And, yes, I will be using it for the tournament. And you can do the same. You can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. How about that? $1 million bracket challenge. Just use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid. That's my bookie.
All right, guys. Did you know that low testosterone can affect fertility? If you've been trying to have a kid and you can't, maybe you need to get your testosterone checked. And it's not about injections. Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. The synthetic stuff can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. Listen, You can avoid the crash. You can go to Man Centers. They can help your body start creating its own again. They've got three locations: Houston at Katy Freeway, Campbell in the Memorial area, off 280 in Pearland, and off 249 in Tomball. And they've got the free male wellness checkup. That's $150 value, so you've got no excuse not to go in and get checked out. I've been telling you to make an appointment for tomorrow. You should all be getting vasectomies tomorrow, knowing that you'll be able to sit on the couch on Thursday and Friday and catch all the games. Give them a call today, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They've got Saturday appointments as well now. No more excuses. The Saturday appointments fill up quickly, so call today or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, calling all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on national powerhouse TCU tonight. What's going on right now? It's Dollar Dog Night, so bring your friends and family to a great game and get $1 hot dogs throughout the game. Tickets start as low as $12 for single game ticket information. Call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX. All right, I have a Hey Man Bleep That today. I don't know if everybody else has one, but I certainly do. And it goes back to something we were talking about with Jerome. I got an email from a guy who was really pissed off that we didn't rip the Astros for going to the White House. And I responded that, you know, there's a time to get political. But the reality is, if I had won a championship, I would go to the White House. I don't care who the president is. It would be an honor to go and do the thing. And I don't have any problem with people who don't go.
Because I was going to say, I don't think I would go.
And that's okay.
But
I'm not going to rip you for not going. Yeah, that's your choice.
If you want a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
If you want to make it a political statement, that's fine. I have no problem with that at all. But I'm not going to rip somebody for either going or not going. It's just the same thing to me as the kneeling thing. I'm not going to rip you for kneeling. I'm not going to rip you for not kneeling. And that's your statement. And that's your place to make it. And that's fine. For me, I would go. So, you know, wanting me to get on here and rip the crap out of somebody for something that I don't believe in, to that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
AJ, you become very famous, I have to tell you.
Thank you, Jong. That's a great, great drop for us. That's what we need from us.
That's a tremendous drop.
It's the
best drop with the best people.
The best drop.
AJ, you become very famous, I have to tell you.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
AJ, you become very famous, I have to tell you.
Okay, the fact that he mentioned you and not me, to that I say, hey, man, f*** that. All right, your turn.
I don't really have a hey, man, bleep that. But I did have a story that I thought was funny, and there's a man suspected of arson. He was living in the Huntsville Housing Authority property. So basically he's living in the projects in Huntsville, Alabama. It doesn't sound like a great place to be.
No.
He's 55 years old. He's accused of setting fire to a bulletin board in the lobby. It happened at the Johnson Tower Apartments. Police haven't said what they believe prompted the man to start the fire, but he told investigators that he was trying to kill a roach. He said he saw a roach the size of his shoe, which I will say, hey man, bleep that.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
I don't know if I believe that.
I'm guessing there might be drugs involved, but that's okay.
Police said the building sustained very minor damage. I would feel like if you lit a bug the size of a shoe on fire, like there'd be some sort of barbecued remnants of it at the end, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Especially since it's
But yeah, to the foot-sized roach, I say, hey man, that.
We once set our front yard on fire trying to burn ants.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Were you with a magnifying glass?
No.
We used to do that. Actual
gasoline.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. We were kids. I don't know, we were 8 or 9 at the time and thought. And somebody said, well, you're supposed to pour gasoline on the fire anthill and it'll get rid of them. And I just assumed that if you poured gasoline on it, you were supposed to light it. I didn't realize that the gasoline itself was supposed to go there and kill them. But
did it work?
Well, the fire engine came. Yeah. And what the best part was is, like, the can gets in the fire, and the neighbor comes running over and goes, "Get that can out of the fire!" And he kicks it, and, like, the can's on fire. And now the rest of the yard's starting to get on fire. It's like, yeah, nice call, neighbor. That's what happens when you're 67 years old and you come over and try to tell a bunch of 8-year-olds how to do things.
Mm.
Old people.
Mine, I don't know if you guys heard, but Lucasfilms is going to start a live-action Star Wars TV show for their streaming service directed by one Mr. Jon Favreau. The once ex, I guess, swinger and Avengers director is going to get a new Star Wars series to direct, and I feel like at this point we are so oversaturated with Star Wars stuff that I don't need this, and I don't need this in my life. Like, they're going to make the Rian Johnson's going to do 3 more Star Wars movies by himself, and after episode 9 wraps up, and they already have, like, a cartoon show that they run that kind of coincides with the actual, you know, 9 movies, and I don't need that in my life. To that I say, hey man, fuck that.
Yeah, I will say this. Like, Star Wars, they're smart because they've got people hooked.
I've lost complete interest. I didn't even go to the last one.
I don't care either, but I always go watch the movies because someone in my family wants to watch it. And
yeah, my kids still want to go, but I didn't even see the last one. I have zero interest now.
If at the end the story's all connected, I mean, I'll have wanted to see them. And every time I hear about a new Star Wars thing coming, I'm like, oh, great. But then I always take my stupid ass to the theater and give them my money.
Well, all I know is that's what I have satellite for. It'll come on DirecTV at some point. I'm just not that interested. If my kids ask me to take them to a movie, I will go to a movie with them. But usually it's hard. It's so hard to get our schedules together now because they're kind of important and busy, and I'm not. But I'm busy when they're not. So, oh well. If they just stopped with Star Wars, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
It just doesn't do anything for me anymore, which is a shame because I used to love it. But now I'm kind of like, And you know, I'm kind of getting that way with some of the superhero movies. I just think they're getting so overdone.
Yeah. I always go watch those too.
I do. although I like Thor, I didn't see till I was on the plane coming back from Chicago. And Justice League is...
Don't watch that.
Well, it's... I'll pay for it on when it... where I can actually rent it for $5.99 and not buy it early for $21.99.
No, I would wait for it to come on HBO.
For which one?
Justice League.
I don't know if I want to wait that long, but...
I mean, you can go to Redbox and get it for $1.50 or whatever.
That means you have to get out of your house. I don't do that. Yeah. I'm lazy.
All right. Redbox has streaming now.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've got too many streaming. Maybe I'll check and see if it's on, like, Amazon or one of those. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. It was okay today. Maybe a little too energetic today. I'm going to try to be more bummed out tomorrow.
I'm going to go home and nap.
All right. Stay sporty, bitches.